Do you love fun facts? Late night Wikipedia rabbit holes? I'm Jesse Carmen, and this is the What the Hell Are You Talking About podcast, where we talk all things curious. Every Friday, we'll explore strange happenings, the unexplained, current events, and more. I'll see you on the inside. Hi, welcome back to the What the Hell Are You Talking About podcast. I went to the dentist, so this week we're going to talk about dentistry. If you have talked to me about the dentist or like teeth anytime in the last 5 years, you will know that this is a long time coming. I am one of those people who hates the dentist, and I'm not someone who has like a good reason for it, like someone who has a traumatic dental experience where like the numbing stuff didn't work and you felt everything, or like a, you know, really scummy dentist who would mess up your teeth on purpose. You had to keep coming back in. I don't have a good reason. I don't have a horror story. I just don't like it. It's just a strange, anxiety-inducing, intrusive, invasive time. And I'm like, what are you doing in there? Get out. Get out of my mouth. You're not invited. It reminds me of getting a pedicure, which is something that I also hate. It's like I feel trapped and I want to run away, but I can't because I asked for this and they're just doing their job. So that's my relationship with dentistry. I'm going to get very real with you all. The last time I went to the dentist was like 5 years ago. This is actually my second appointment, but like I went last month and then I went this month to like get some dental work done. And I will have you know that my teeth were doing pretty good despite my avoidance. They said I don't even have to get a deep cleaning. I can just get a regular cleaning. And all my cavities are minor. Today I had to get an old filling replaced, the filling from the only other cavity that I have ever had. And I really like this dentist because he explains everything that he's doing as he's doing it instead of like making small talk, you know, when like your mouth is open. He's like, how's your holiday gonna be? And you're like, oh. He's like, okay, so now I'm gonna do this. You let me know if that makes you uncomfortable. Okay, now. And I didn't even tell them I had anxiety about going to the dentist. They could probably tell. But he walks through every single step. He's like, you're going to feel some this, we're going to do this. Oh, one more spot. Like, very communicative, which Micah, my cat has decided to play with a ball with a bell in it. As soon as I sit down to record this podcast episode, a ball that he has not touched all day. Okay, he's walking away. Is he going to play with something else that's loud? Oh, no, he's coming to me. He's going to play with me. He's going to interrupt our episode. Cameo from Micah. Hello, do you have anything to say? Micah? Okay, Micah. No, you can't come up on the desk. You can't come up here. Anyway, sorry for the cat sidebar, but I like my current dentist. They're great. He communicates well, and all of the dental hygienists are really nice and really cool. Sometimes I do think that they think I'm 16. But that's fine. I would rather be treated like a child at the dentist, if I'm honest. It's fine. It's fine. Anyway, me going to the dentist got me in the dental spirit. And we're going to talk about dentistry. Okay, so when I was doing research for this episode, the first thing that, like, blew my mind is that humankind, we've been doing dentistry since before we were doing civilization. I know there is some new research suggesting civilization dates back a little older than previously thought. I have not checked out like the veracity and the trust. Is that how you pronounce that? Anyway, let me know. I have not checked out the trustworthiness of this little, you know, headline that I saw. But regardless, we've been doing dentistry since 7000 BCE. Dude, what? Excuse me? We've been doing dentistry since before we built, like, civilizations and, like, the wheel. I just need you to let that sink in. That's how long we've been dentisting each other. So, dentistry came, like, our first evidence of dentistry, it dates back to the Indus Valley and Sumerian texts. Sumer was the first civilization ever. talk about tooth worms causing dental decay. So they thought there were worms in your teeth that were making your teeth get rotted. Which, honestly, that feels right. I don't know. The vibes check out. And actually, so this tooth worm thing, that wasn't proven false. Like, people believed this for, like, millennia. We didn't find out there weren't tooth worms until the 18th century. So just keep that in mind as we discuss the history of dentistry. So dentistry was also, like, the first specialization in medicine to have, like, its own degree and its own, we don't know this for sure, but it's thought to be that dentistry, while medicine, was considered so separate from other medicine that it was the first to get, like, special stuff all by itself. Also, if you don't know, dentistry is hard. Dental school is harder to get into than medical school. Like, they get tested on all this crazy stuff, like spatial awareness to make sure that they have, like, mental understanding of, like, where all your teeth should be. I don't even know. It's harder than medical school. Like, this is your dentist knows what they're doing. Okay? Doesn't mean they're not a bad person or that they, like, continue to study up, but at one point they knew what they were doing. Something else that you might not have known about dentistry is that, according to the WHO, the World Health Organization, oral disease is actually, like, one of the major public health problems in the world, because there are so many people end up with oral and tooth diseases. There's just a really high prevalence. And obviously this is going to affect people living in poverty more than anyone else, because dentistry is expensive, even with dental insurance. I don't want to talk about how much it costs to get my filling replaced today, because I have dental insurance because I'm a very lucky person. And it was still so much money, so much fucking money. Not that it's not worth that amount of money. You know, like the labor is worth the money, but oh my God, you know? Anyway, going back to the history of dentistry. So we talked about how old it is, how it, you know, 7,000 BCE, the Sumerians, the Indus Valley, they're writing about the dentistry they've already done as they're building civilization. And then you have to think about all of the societies that didn't invent writing and just really had an oral history. How long were they doing dentistry? What do they know about teeth that we don't? Anyway, in ancient Greece, Aristotle and Hippocrates actually wrote about dentistry and, like, how to help treat bad teeth. And then the first book on dentistry, entirely only about dentistry with no other subjects in it, you know, was published in 1533. This is from adea.org. ADEA is the American Dental Education Association, so you know I'm using good sources. All right, so remember when I said that we didn't know tooth worms didn't exist till the 1700s? That's because in the 1700s, that's when, like, modern dentistry sort of came about. There was this French guy, Pierre, last name I can't pronounce. It starts with an F, I want to say. No, I can't. I can't even try. But he is, like, the father of modern dentistry, the way that Freud is the father of modern psychology. Only I would like to hope that Pierre is more reputable than Freud in terms of, like, his ideas actually being realistic and true. And he published a book about, like, dental surgery, and it, like, gave a whole, like, system for caring for your teeth. I want to make note here that everything that I'm seeing so far is mostly about dentistry in the Western world. And I know that there are lots of different types of dental practices among various cultures. So keep that in mind as I discuss the history of dentistry, please. Pierre also introduces, like, the concept of a filling and, like, filling stuff into a tooth that has become rotted so that it doesn't affect the root, and dentures. And he even, like, does enough research and observes well enough to realize that sugar and acid are some of the leading causes of decay. So that's pretty crazy that he was able to figure all that out in the 1700s. Then in 1840, you have the first, like, dental college dedicated exclusively to dentistry opening up. Alabama founds the first dental practice, like, specifically just a teeth doctor. in 1841, and then the American Dental Association is formed, the ADA, the first dental program that is affiliated with a university. It started at Harvard in 1867. Colgate is mass producing toothpaste by 1873. Bet you did not know that Colgate was that old. And if we go to 1869, we actually see the first Black American earning a dental degree. And we see the first woman dental assistant in New Orleans in 1885. Something else to note is that despite all these like dentists and dentistry stuff popping up in the United States, Americans did not really have a great concept or idea of oral hygiene. So all of this is going on. Colgate's already a thing. We have people getting degrees from marginalized groups, people from marginalized groups working in dentistry, but Americans don't actually adopt oral hygiene as something important and like recognized to do until after World War II. When the veterans bring back the idea of oral hygiene from Europe. So, just a fun fact. Okay, some other fun facts. Paul Revere, you know, the British are coming. That Paul Revere, he was a dentist, trained by America's first dentist. So, imagine your dentist driving around town yelling like, "Those fuckers!" Those people that we rebelled against, they're coming. That's just wild to me. We also have scribes in ancient Egypt that were recognized as dental practitioners. Actually, the first recognized, like, this is the guy that we know did the dentistry, was an ancient Egyptian scribe living around 2600 BCE. I think that would have been the end of the Old Kingdom, if I'm correct. And his name was Hesire. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But so dentistry has been around a while. It took a long time for Americans to adopt dentistry. Now, remember when I said that we were only really talking about Western dentistry so far? So tons of different groups across the world have different ways of like helping their teeth and dealing with their teeth because not everyone has access to toothbrushes. Not everyone had access to the same research when all of this was going down. So there are actually lots of indigenous tribes in the Americas. I first heard about it with a tribe in the Amazon, but it seems to be pretty widespread where people would chew on sticks to help with dental hygiene to kind of get all the gunk from food out of there. They were called chew sticks, and people would also chew on herbs that were like cleansing, like mint, which is still in toothpaste today, to help cleanse their teeth and soothe the gums to prevent gingivitis and gum disease. So when we're talking about modern, like, Western dentistry, people have been caring for their teeth outside of oral surgery, outside of recognizing cavities, pretty much forever outside of Europe and the West. I don't know if I have anything else to say about dentistry. I kind of just hit a wall, but it's important for your teeth. And if you can't afford it, I have a lot of thoughts on the cost of healthcare and how societies take care of their citizens that I would love to discuss with you. I'm very sorry, and I hope you don't have any tooth pain or anything. I hope everything is all good in there. That was my little rant about the history of dentistry with some fun facts that I did not know until I did research for this episode. A lot of the time, I start with a fact I already know, and then I figure out more about it. I didn't know any of this. I was just like, I went to the dentist to talk about the dentist, and now here we are. So I don't know, rate, review, and subscribe or else, and I'll see you on the inside. Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.